AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump pledges the U.S. would massively blow up the entirety of the world's largest gas field if Iran attacks Qatar again. Trump made the threat on social media Wednesday night against Iran's Southpars natural gas field after Iranian missiles hit Qatar. The Iranian attack was in retaliation for an Israeli attack on the Southpars field earlier Wednesday. The price of oil has surged on international markets, increasing the cost of gasoline and other goods while squeezing the global economy. The Federal Reserve is keeping its key interest rate unchanged. Chair Jerome Powell says the outlook for the U.S. economy and inflation is uncertain in the wake of the Iran war.
The implications of events in the Middle East for the U.S. economy are uncertain. In the near term, higher energy prices will push up overall inflation, but it is too soon to know the scope and duration of the potential effects on the economy.
Powell says the central bank remains concerned about inflation that was still elevated even before the war's impact on gas prices. An appearance on Capitol Hill by top officials from the Justice Department prompts Democrats to storm out.
Attorney General Pam Bondi and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche went to Capitol Hill to offer a closed-door briefing on the Jeffrey Epstein files. They were seeking to quell bipartisan frustration over the Justice Department's handling of millions of documents related to Epstein's sex trafficking investigation. But Democrats walked out in protest and said they will press to enforce a subpoena for Bondi to appear before the House Oversight Committee for a sworn deposition next month. Representative Maxwell Frost explaining, "We do not trust her." Committee Chairman James Comer accused Democrats of political grandstanding. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is AP News. A group of special passengers has left the war zone in the Middle East.
Greece launched an animal airlift to evacuate pets and their owners from the Middle East. There were emotional scenes at Athens Airport as small dogs leaped for joy after being let out of their special travel carry case. They were stuck because of the war. Nicholas Chrysakis, director of the Greek Secretariat for the Protection of Companion Animals, says our animals are not luggage.
To me, my pet, my cat is my family. There's no chance I'm going to leave him behind.
Danny Kukolamati says her cat was pretty calm through it all.
They don't accept pets because of the situation. They don't accept pets in cabin, and they didn't accept pets in cargo.
Maria Thierchari says she wouldn't think about leaving Dubai without her dog, Matisse. The government-organized flights from Abu Dhabi to Athens carried 45 pets and 101 people. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.